Wood told me she's been frustrated with the leadership impasse, which has held up discussion and action on important city issues. She relished the chance to talk about what's on her wish list. At the top, a much-debated transparency ordinance. It would require more disclosure from developers and the city officials negotiating incentives with them. It would also establish a competitive bidding process for any project eligible for city tax abatements.
Part of the process would be that they have an opened bid process.
Currently, any agreement under consideration involves only one developer at a time.
They could already have bid out the work. They've already picked only one company that they've done business with before.
She says that means the developer is less inclined to negotiate, putting the city at a disadvantage. Wood wants to open up the process to multiple bidders if incentives are involved. Then they're more likely to be justified. She's also bothered that sometimes the construction companies involved are from outside the area. That, she says, deprives Lansing area construction companies and their workers of opportunities.
Having my neighbor, who is a masonry, have an opportunity to bid for that job, get that job, put those dollars back in, and help our local economy, then we can understand the rationale on why we receive less taxes coming in with this project.
The proposal under consideration would also disclose more information than council members currently get. Right now, she says, it's limited to the number of jobs forecast and the income tax likely to be collected. It also doesn't identify a project's subcontractors, which is a chance to employ more local workers. There's hesitation and some resistance to the transparency ordinance from several council members for a couple of reasons. The Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce also opposes. Generally, they view it as a disincentive, more hurdles for developers. Fewer such requirements, they believe, are likely to lead to more development. A public hearing on a proposed transparency ordinance is scheduled for the City Council's January 30th meeting. Carol Wood's other shortlist goal is one she's worked on for years, city regulation of medical marijuana. The Public Policy Committee continues working on an ordinance that would regulate pot businesses. She says a lot of thorny issues remain.
Many of the dispensaries don't want regulations as far as distances between churches and schools and other facilities.
Wood also says some businesses oppose stipulations that they maintain enough capital to remain open. From the opposite direction, she hears from residents who complain, sometimes loudly, about Lansing's roughly 70 marijuana retailers.
When you look at medical marijuana dispensaries and check cashing places and liquor stores, it has a value. Do I buy the house in Lansing or do I buy the house in Holt? What's the difference that I get from that? What's the difference for my community?
Recent state legislation requires municipalities with marijuana businesses to enact ordinances. Wood's eager to move forward, but says wrapping up could still take months. The topic is frequently discussed at Public Safety Committee meetings. Its meeting times will be announced soon now that the council's leadership is determined. For 90.5 WKAR, I'm Mark Bayshore.